Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture and entertainment blog, Monkey See, and I'm here in the studio with Stephen Thompson of NPR Music. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Linda.
Well, as we tape this, it's been less than 12 hours since the Denver Broncos defeated the Carolina Panthers in Super Bowl 50, so we thought we would take a quick look back on that. Now, Stephen, let's start with talking about the fact that there was a football game.
There was a football game in which Peyton Manning became the second least qualified to win a Super Bowl quarterback in the history of the Super Bowl after Trent Dilfer of the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, in this particular Super Bowl, we are not.
I'm not besmirching the good name of Peyton Manning, who has been a wonderful quarterback throughout his career. This is clearly his last game. He was carried by his absolutely incredible defense, which was remarkable to watch if you like watching defense, which a lot of people don't.
Well, and the thing that's funny about this game is that leading up to this game, it was so hyped as this quarterback competition between Peyton Manning and Cam Newton from the Panthers. But then Cam Newton, I don't even think it's his fault, but he just gets kicked around and thrown in the dirt the entire game. And there was a graphic late in the game that showed how many times he had gotten hit.
Right.
Not just how many times he got sacked, which maybe you can blame him for, but how many times he just got hit so much more than usual.
And one thing that happens, of course, when that happens is you wind up fumbling the ball, which he did several times at a couple of incredibly inopportune moments. So some of the biggest plays of the game were like Cam Newton drops back, gets clobbered, ball slips out of his hands, and the Denver Broncos score a touchdown. And I don't mean to say like Peyton Manning doesn't deserve to win the Super Bowl. He helped get his team to the Super Bowl. Every member of the team is a part of the team. But it really, like, if you could give MVP to like an entire defense.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those things, the experience of watching that game, for me, I'm not a super knowledgeable football fan, but I will tell you that the experience of watching that game compared to other ones is that very often the plays where all of a sudden there's excitement in the room and you look up to see what's happening in the game and like somebody has made a spectacular pass or somebody is making a spectacular run. In that game, every time you suddenly heard the room go, oh my God, if you look, the ball is loose.
Right.
Every time you turn around, the ball is loose. I don't think I've ever seen the ball loose so many times in a Super Bowl game.
I don't know. Maybe in honor of Super Bowl 50, they greased it?
Absolutely. But that seems possible. That seems very possible.
Perhaps. The more important question for many people, what did you think, Linda, of all of the many, many commercials, many of which seem to involve anthropomorphic intestines?
They've got this one commercial that involves an anthropomorphized intestine, and it's really upsetting if you think about it, so I try not to think about it.
Especially when you were attending a Super Bowl party that is an eating contest.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. So the ads, I think, made less of an impression on me than usual. Mm. Again, I'm very much into reading the crowd at a Super Bowl party, since I attend the same one every year, yours. You can kind of see what people suddenly start paying attention to. And I didn't sense as many ads this year that suddenly everybody sort of stopped and said, oh, look what's going on in this ad.
Right.
And so it wasn't until this morning when I went back and watched some of them online that I was like, oh, I would have paid attention to the fact that there were...
That one with Drake was kind of cute.
The one with Drake was cute.
Cut. Perfect. Here are the changes.
I love changes.
When you say call me on my cell phone, just add device eligible for upgrade after 24 months.
Genius.
You know what? Also, you need to include that streaming music will incur data charges.
Fantastic idea. These changes don't ruin the song at all.
Like, there was one Prius where it was several members of the cast of The Wire Season 2, which I just didn't notice it going by. I saw Pablo Schreiber, but I didn't see who the other guys were. There were a couple ads. The one that won the, I think it was the USA Today, like, you know, audience ad poll was Kevin Hart, who did a commercial where he was the... Do you remember the movie where Tony Danza's daughter was becoming a sexual being and he was totally freaked out?
Do I?
That dynamic of she's out of control, it was
called. Oh, sure, yeah.
Because that's how it is when your daughter becomes an adolescent. This idea of the creepy dad guarding the sexuality of the daughter, like maybe not creepy, but that was kind of what this was the dad using the tracking system to track the girl on the date, which
really,
I just find very unappealing.
Really gross,
but I do like Kevin Hart, so maybe it got over because of Kevin Hart. That was one. There was one with Helen Mirren against drunk driving.
If you drive drunk, you, simply put, are a short-sighted, utterly useless, oxygen-wasting human form of pollution, a Darwin Award-deserving, selfish coward. If your brain was donated to science, science would return it.
For me, two of the big takeaways from the evening. One is that the federal government needs to move President's Day to the Monday after the Super Bowl. Right. I don't understand why they don't.
Fair enough.
And the other is that just Beyonce should do all the halftime shows.
Yes. So let's move on to the halftime show. The halftime show had been advertised as Coldplay.
Right.
I feel the chronology was first we learned that Beyonce was going to appear with Coldplay at the halftime show because she has a song with Chris Martin. With them. But then on Saturday, she released this video for Formation, which if you've not seen it, it is an amazing
video.
It lives up to every bit of hype that you've heard.
Incredibly quotable with hot sauce in my bag. Yep. So everybody was talking about Beyonce on Twitter all weekend,
right,
as it was.
And there's some great, I encourage you to go online and read some of the great writing about Beyonce and Formation that has popped up in just the last couple days, because there's some really fantastic writing. I'll try to link to a couple of the pieces on the blog on Monkey See. But she kind of asserts herself in this massive way on Saturday before going to the halftime show where, so this was a halftime show that was kind of set up for Twitter to do my favorite thing Twitter does, which is people being really enthusiastic about something, in this case, Beyonce, and my least favorite thing Twitter does, which is people trying to prove their cachet, their cultural cachet, by being able to recognize that Beyonce is cooler than Coldplay. Like, yeah, okay, Beyonce is cooler than Coldplay. Have a good day, everyone. Like, if you're still getting your cool points from, like,
by
you know what
Coldplay.
I think Beyonce is significantly cooler than Coldplay. You know who thinks Beyonce is cooler than Coldplay? Coldplay.
Yes.
Like, it's okay. They bring them in, and I think it's one of those Super Bowl halftime shows are so weird because it's either nostalgia acts like Bruce Springsteen or not that I'm saying those are.
Of course.
They're not nostalgia as well as current.
Veteran acts. Yeah.
Or it'll be someone just. I said to somebody last night, it's like a halftime show is there so that in 50 years you can look back and see what people had decided wasn't cool anymore. And so it was her, it was Beyonce and Coldplay and Bruno Mars. And I'm going to say right now, I am really starting to respect that Bruno Mars.
I have been on record as making fun of Bruno Mars for years and years. He was extremely enjoyable. And I just think the rise of Ed Sheeran has taught me to respect Bruno Mars as an entertainer.
Well, I will tell you, they put Bruno Mars in award shows. They put him in the Super Bowl halftime show. The guy is a song and dance man. He delivers.
Turn that guy loose.
And I am a defender of Uptown Funk,
which it's a good song.
He naturally did. Frankly, I kind of enjoyed the halftime show. Obviously, the Beyonce part was the best part. It's true. It was. But Coldplay was invited there. They can only be Coldplay. There's nothing they can do about being Coldplay.
Linda Holmes raves, Coldplay was invited there.
Linda Holmes raves, Coldplay did not crash the Super Bowl halftime show. But anyway, I will be curious to hear what everybody thinks about the halftime show and the ads and the game. And full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts or at npr.org. So thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.